Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
5 pounds, 10 pounds, up to 50 pounds. Plus, we have suet cakes and many styles of bird feeders. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet to see these and many other great products we offer. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. Investigators are trying to determine what led a U.S. citizen and Army veteran to drive a rented pickup truck at high speed down Bourbon Street in New Orleans early New Year's Day. 15 people were killed before Shamsuddin Jabbar was shot dead by police. ABC's Christian Cordero has more from New Orleans.
Inside that Ford F-150, authorities say they found multiple homemade pipe bombs packed with nails. A fire at an Airbnb near Bourbon Street yesterday morning is now reportedly being linked to Jabbar. Officials say it appears explosive devices associated with the attack were made at the property.
An ISIS flag was also discovered in that pickup truck. An immediate question was how the truck was able to access Bourbon Street. Jim Maurer was there at the time.
There didn't appear to be a lot of heavy metal barricades or anything like that.
Officials have said that steel bollards on the street were unreliable and in the process of being replaced. This is ABC News. A mass shooting late on New Year's Day in New York City. It happened outside of a nightclub in Queens, says the NYPD Chief of Patrol, Philip Rivera.
Four males were walking eastbound on 91st Avenue onto 144th Place towards the venue. Three to four males then opened fire over 30 times in the direction of the group standing outside the event space, striking multiple victims.
10 people were hit. None of the injuries are life-threatening. These shooters are still on the run. Promises of change in Hawaii after 3 people were killed when illegal fireworks apparently tipped over, launched sideways through a Honolulu neighborhood. 20 more are hurt, and Mayor Rick Blangiardi said,
New Year's Eve should be a time of joy, not danger. Yet the growing prevalence of illegal fireworks on our island has turned it into a night of risk and devastation. Year after year, this threat persists, and it must stop.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house 4 completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Hello, WRCO's listeners. This is Kenny the Wannabe Baker coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. Your local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Ryan's Auto wants to extend a big thank you to all those who visited and purchased from us during the last year. We appreciate all of you and wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, chilly, dry weather basically the rule all the way through early next week in our area, thanks to strong high pressure over central Canada, ridging down toward Wisconsin. Meanwhile, a few flurries left over the eastern part of Wisconsin this morning will gradually move away. Of course, there will be some lake effect snow developing the next couple of days up in extreme northern Wisconsin with that northwest wind flow. Otherwise, we're tracking a small disturbance producing some accumulating snow over eastern Nebraska and western Iowa this morning. That will slide south of the Badger State through the day today, bringing several inches of snow to central Iowa into portions of Illinois by this evening. There'll be a stronger storm system passing south of us Sunday into Sunday night. That could bring heavy snow in a strip around Kansas City all the way over to Indianapolis. Some of those places could see over 8 inches. But again, the dry air seems to be winning out around here. Partly sunny and cool today with highs in the mid 20s. West-northwest winds 6 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, low near 11. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a cold wind, high near 20. Northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Friday night, mostly clear and frigid, low near 4 degrees. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, but still very chilly, high around 18 degrees. As we head into Sunday, partly sunny and quiet, low at 6, high 21. Monday, another dry day with partial sunshine, low 9, high 24. For Tuesday, partly cloudy and cool, low once again about 9 degrees, high 21. And next Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy and cold. There is a small chance of snow showers later in the day, low 7 with a high of 17. Have a good day out there and stay warm. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 14 degrees. We have a little bit of sunshine out there occasionally today. 26 was yesterday's high with a trace of flurries. The record high, 57, that was hit in 1894 across the region. The record low, 26 below zero in 1979. Last year's high was 33, the low was 22. Sunset will occur at 4:37 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at 7:34, coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now, northeast winds are at 3. Barometer is at 30.23, and no precipitation today. After the midnight reading of 20, we have been as low as 13. Now it is 14 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO Sports, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll update you on local and area sports coming up here. And a look ahead at our games this evening. And also details on the Bucks getting back to action.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I'm Phil Dean with WRCO Sports. Tonight, high school boys basketball returns. River Valley plays at Richland Center in a key conference game to begin the day after the New Year's Day holiday. The teams have only played one conference game apiece so far, so it's a busy January for Southwest Conference teams. Pregame time tonight around 7:15, sponsored by Betesnik Power Sports. Also tonight, Lancaster plays at Dodgeville and Platteville at Prairie du Chien, North Crawford at Westby, Cooley Christian Providence at Brookwood, Seneca at Kickapoo, Ithaca plays at Wazika Steuben, and that's a makeup game from December 19th. At Riverdale tonight, a busy place, Lafarge plays at Riverdale Boys at 6, the girls' game at 7:30. Baraboo travels to Mauston, Highland at Blackhawk, and Luther at Cashton in area girls' basketball. WRCO lost a good friend recently. Ken Manning died last week at his home in La Crosse. He was a local athlete that graduated from Ithaca High School and attended UWC Richland and later Platteville University. His coaching career began at Lancaster in 1979, and later he moved to Westby High School. Our broadcasters not only interviewed Ken many times through his career, but we crossed paths often. After he retired from head coaching, he began Western Wisconsin Video Productions, and he covered not only wrestling but many sporting events. We often sat side by side with Ken as he promoted area athletes in their endeavors. During his combined head coaching tenure at the two schools, Ken had 37 state qualifiers, 24 state place winners, 9 state finalists, and 5 state champions. Ken's accomplishments earned him a place in both the Wisconsin Wrestling Coaches Association, George Martin Hall of Fame, and the Wisconsin chapter of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. Ken joined me on a WRCO Sports broadcast following the news a few years ago that his name would be in the National Wrestling Hall of Fame.
I go back to when I was wrestling at Ithaca and then at the campus and then at Platteville, UW Platteville, and then as the coach and stuff. And I think about all the different communities that have been a part to help me shape my life and my career. And it all started right there at Ithaca and Richland Center and, you know, just to involve the home, if you want to call it that, I think is just so special. And then to pick up more family members at Lancaster and then here at Westby, it's just been a joy. And you know, you talk about, and I always kind of look at this and go, well, you know, thank God for something like this, because it's just mind-boggling sometimes.
And some of the guys that coached you, too. In fact, we talked to Jim Allball just last year when he went into the state Hall of Fame. So you had some good mentors along the way.
Oh, you know, you talk about between. I was just thinking about that actually this morning, Phil. With you know, my coach Jim Allball, I had him in middle school, junior high, high school, and then the 2 years at the campus. So I did not know anybody else. I didn't know anybody else could coach wrestling other than Jim Allball. So and you know, until I went to Platteville and then had Bob Garcia there. You know, and then there's people like the Al Baumans, the Ted Harrises as officials, John Burns. You know, all those kind of people have just shaped what I've done. Gary Gutenek, you know, he was one of those guys that continued to help me grow as a coach, you know, learning technique and those, you know, those little nuances within the sport that you've got to know. My good friend Chuck Rasmussen, my buddy Mike Marr up here, you know, at Westby. I mean, those friendships will last forever.
From an interview with Ken Manning a few years ago when he went into the Wisconsin chapter of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. A visitation for Ken Manning will be held from 11 until 1:30, followed by a memorial service at 2 this coming Saturday, January 4th, at Brookwood High School. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Packers apparently will have to make their entire postseason run without two-time Pro Bowl cornerback Jair Alexander. Packers coach Matt LaFleur said yesterday that Alexander is undergoing surgery to repair the knee injury that has kept the 2018 first-round pick from playing for most of the past 2 months. Alexander's absence creates a major hurdle for the Packers in their bid to make a Super Bowl run as a wild card. The Packers' regular season is almost over, but Green Bay is ramping up things for a major event later this year. The 2025 NFL Draft will bring thousands of people to Titletown and also the city's downtown area. A campaign called Touchdown Downtown is working on draft day fun for the huge crowds who will be visiting. Downtown Green Bay Assistant Director Jen Matcalf tells WBAT-TV the organizers want to make sure they showcase what you can do when you come to downtown Green Bay. Concerning the game on Sunday, the Packers and the Bears, the Packers' Xavier McKinney talked about what makes Kayla Williams tough.
He can extend plays with his legs. And, you know, I think the receivers do a good job of, like, converting routes and just moving around. So it's tough. You got to be prepared for it. And I think that's something that we prepare for in practice and kind of get ready for mentally, knowing that sometimes the downs might be longer.
The Packers are trying to overcome the loss to the Vikings. Here's Josh Myers.
Yeah, I think top to bottom, I think you ask anybody in this facility, we were extremely disappointed. You know, we all wanted that one bad, and we all wanted to perform better and wanted a different outcome. So, yeah, that was a pretty disappointing one.
Elsewhere in football news, in college action yesterday, quite the ball game as Texas avoided the first big upset of the college football playoff, hitting a fourth and long touchdown pass to keep the game going and beating Arizona State 39-31 in double overtime when an interception by Andrew Makuba finally ended a Peach Bowl quarterfinal classic. Number 6 Ohio State roared into the college football playoff semifinals with a 41-21 victory over number 1 Oregon in the 111th Rose Bowl. Jeremiah Smith caught two of Will Howard's three touchdown passes, while Ohio State went 34-0 ahead in a sensational first half. The college football playoff quarterfinal in New Orleans was postponed today after a truck plowed into a New Year's crowd about a mile away from the site of the Sugar Bowl. The game originally was scheduled for Wednesday night at the 70,000-seat Superdome. Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Huntley says all parties agreed that it was in the best interest of public safety to push the game back. It's now set for 3 o'clock this afternoon. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says he'll attend the Sugar Bowl and is confident the area in and around the stadium will be safe. Giannis Antetokounmpo tells reporters Bucks coach Doc Rivers gets the credit for the team's come-from-behind 120-112 win over the Pacers New Year's Eve. Milwaukee was trailing 83-64 in the third period when the coach motivated his players to come roaring back. Led by an energized Giannis, the Bucks ran Indiana off the court 56-29 the rest of the way. The 8-time NBA all-power forward scored just 4 points in the first half, but he finished with the total of 30, a dozen rebounds, and 5 assists. Brooklyn visits the Fiserv Forum coming up this evening. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
New basketball coaches' polls are out as we head into the new year. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Happy New Year to everyone out there as we celebrate an outstanding 2024 high school sports season and look forward to even more in 2025. Let's get the new year off with new coaches polls from wisports.net. In boys basketball, Wisconsin Lutheran retains the top spot in the Division I rankings, followed by De Pere and Kettle Moraine. The top spot in Division II goes to Nicolet, just ahead of undefeated Mount Horeb. Despite a loss over the Christmas break to De Pere, Milwaukee Academy of Science remains the number one team in the latest Division III coaches poll. Mineral Point leaves a strong contingent of teams in D4, where six unbeaten teams are inside the top 10 this week. There were no changes among the Division V rankings this week, which find Sheboygan Lutheran on top, followed by Royal and Loyal. The Week 5 Wisports.net girls basketball coaches poll also came out earlier this week. Pewaukee went 2-1 at a tournament in Florida, but stays on top of the rankings this week in Division 1. Wauwatosa East moved to 11-0 and is still the number one team in Division 2. Laconia scored a pair of wins over larger ranked opponents last week and remains the top team in D3. The Prairie School took down D1 5th-ranked Homestead over break and stays atop the Division 4 poll. Assumption is undefeated and tops in D5, just ahead of defending champion Albany Monticello. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
It's 8:21. Time for a vintage Paul Harvey program sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces, they are here for you. Visit them in Richland Center today.
Now, the rest of the story. Martha Young was only a little girl. But what happened to her and her family would be burned into her mind's eye and ear forever after. They were called Jayhawkers, abolitionist guerrilla raiders in Kansas and Missouri during the American Uncivil War. One group was Jim Lane's Kansas Redlegs, a notorious bunch who showed up one blistering morning in 1861 on the Young's Missouri farm. 9-year-old Martha Ellen Young saw it all. The slender, dark-haired child watched as Lane's Redlegs shot 400 of her father's Hampshire hogs. She saw them cut off the hams and load them on wagons, and she was there when the marauders shot the chickens out of sheer meanness and set fire to the barns. The smoke was so dense that it blackened the sun. And when the Jayhawkers had slaughtered the cattle, they ransacked the Young's home, stole anything of value, the silver, the feather beds. Little Martha particularly remembered those feather beds, so cherished were they, and so many months in the making. The Young family had barely begun to rebuild their lives when the infamous Order No. 11 was issued. Its author was Union General Thomas Ewing, and its purpose was the removal of all secessionists from the county. So, once again, the Jayhawkers arrived on the Young's farm, this time to evict them. They were told they were to relocate in Platte County. They were permitted only one carload of family possessions to take with them. They were ordered to leave immediately. And little Martha Ellen Young, now 10, was there. She watched in horror as the Jayhawkers threatened to hang an objecting brother. She would remember always their journey into exile, trudging northward through the arid, powdery prairie behind the swaying oxen and the creaking cart. For 3 years, the Young family would remain in exile, and each day built up the bitterness in a little girl's heart. Those memories, indelible, continued to haunt her through a lifetime of almost 100 years. And Martha Ellen Young lived as though it had all occurred the day before. This was the making of an unequivocal Yankee hater when her own son strode into her farmhouse in 1917. Wearing his National Guard blues, her eyes caught fire. "I don't want that uniform in this house," she told her son. And he left. Even in her 90s, Martha Young spoke of Northerners as though they were still trying to hang her brother. and of Republicans as though at that very moment, somewhere in Kansas, they were all collectively dining off her mother's silver, Martha's son tried to reason with her that there were some good Yankees, but Martha always insisted that she had yet to see even one. Why, Martha Young was once even offered the opportunity to sleep in the White House, in Abraham Lincoln's bedroom, the Abraham Lincoln bed. But Martha replied grimly that she would rather sleep on the floor. And so, her son, President Harry Truman, said that was all right. She could sleep instead in the Rose Room, which she did. But now you know the rest of the story.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Happy holidays from Meyer Oil and LP. They appreciate their customers for choosing them this year and look forward to a bright 2025 together.
Through the generous support of the River Valley community and its dedicated fans, the Booster Club has been successful in fulfilling requests for everyday team needs for the athletic and FFA programs. Recent contributions include huddle and crossover film service for basketball, volleyball, and the WrestleBackers, boys basketball uniforms, scoreboards for the middle and high schools, and rental of an LED board and clocks for the cross-country invite. By fulfilling these requests, the Booster Club is able to enhance the district sports program. Go River Valley!
100.9 WRCO. Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. telling your buddies 3 months in that she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and your sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring. There the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. Saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins, and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, next
Jordan Davis on WRCO and a great tune, The Next Thing You Know. We have another round of trivia coming up in a little bit here today. We're getting back into the trivia mode after a whole bunch of questions on New Year's Eve during Triviathon. We're going to look back and recap that a bit during our morning show get-together today. If you missed some of the questions, there's some fun questions in there going back to some local things, national things, and some I bet you didn't know that things. So we found out on New Year's Eve. Here's Randy Rogers Band.
Saw a couple shadows kissing on her bedroom 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up.
Scotty McCreary on WRCO Radio, 8:37 the time on this Thursday morning. The air has kind of calmed a little bit, so that's good news. It's still a chilly 16 degrees.
Calling all scrapbookers and card makers. You can save 50% off on all individual scrapbooking papers at your local craft supply store, the Creative Outlet in Richland Center.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
It's the half-price sale happening now at Mr. G's. Buy any item at regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Hurry in to save big. This amazing deal even includes items already on sale. But don't wait. Special orders and layaways are not included. The sale ends Sunday at 3 p.m. Mr. G's is open today until 7:30 p.m. Don't miss these incredible savings. Head to Mr. G's now.
Choose Mr. G's.
The Simons Recreation Complex wishes you health and happiness this holiday season and throughout the new year. The greatest gifts we can give to our friends and family is the gift of health and fitness. Simons has membership specials for you and gift certificates in any amount for that stocking stuffer or Secret Santa gift. Find out more at Simons Recreation Complex in Richland Center.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
If you have any stumps that need taken care of, give Titus Osborne a call today for a free estimate. Get that stump ground out before the end of the year. Titus has been grinding and removing stumps for over 7 years and is insured and ready to get to work for you. Your tree removal project shouldn't leave you stumped. Customer satisfaction is priority one. For fast, reliable, no-hassle service, call Titus Osborne at 604-7757, 608-604-7757 for all your stump removal needs.
This Friday, January 3rd, Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola will be holding a beef cow sale along with a regular Friday feeder sale. will start at 1 o'clock. Beef cows include 3 red cows with December calves at their side, 6 red cows, 2 good quality black heifers, and 2 black cows, all bred for spring calving. Our sale order will be the baby calves, slaughter cows, beef cows, and then the feeder cattle. Some of the feeder cattle include 6 red bulls, 650 pounds, 3 red heifers, 750 pounds, 20 black vaccinated crossbred black calves, 500 pounds, 3 black bulls, 600 pounds, and a few packages of lighter weight Holstein steers. Whether you have slaughter, feeder, or dairy cattle, contact Darren and Colton or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Trivia question of the day is next. It is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special. The trivia question of the day today is about a college football team. We're right in the middle of the college football postseason, bowl games, and some exciting ones yesterday on New Year's Day. So here is today's question. Which college football team is ushered to the field at its home games by a 1930 Model A car? Is it A, Pittsburgh? Is it B, Michigan State? Is it C, Georgia Tech, or is it D, North Carolina? Which college football team is ushered to the field at its home games by a 1930 Model A car? Good luck.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know. Says you'll catch me if ever I fall. anything at all.
Some old Keith Whitley. Hey, we've just got off the line with our winning answer. Congratulations to Karen Knoble, who knew the right answer. Which college football team is ushered to the field at its home games by a 1930 Model A car? Lots of guesses for everything but the right answer this morning. The correct answer is Georgia Tech. That's right. The vehicle is called the Rambling Wreck. Ramblin' Wreck from Georgia Tech. I've heard that line for a long time. A 1930 Ford Model A Sport Coupe, ushering the team and the cheerleaders onto the field. It has made appearances at away games as well. The Wreck, along with Buzz, the name of the mascot of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets as well, make their way to the field each and every home game. Yes, congratulations. Karen is our winner from TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch, right here on Highway 14.
Subject to change. I'ma let it rain, I'ma let it burn. I'ma sit my hands in a bag of turns. I'ma let it go, but I'ma feel it first. All for what it's worth. I'll find a way to forget you with a bottle of Bible or a mistake. I know I'm gonna move on. I know I'll be okay. Find a way to forget you. I'm gonna today. Yeah, I'ma call the boys, hit the town, burn it down. Find a heart in the downtown, lost and found. In a bar stool, drunk, prayer upstairs. Get me over you, I'll give. I'll find a way to forget you.
Mitchell Tenpenny on WRCO Radio. It is 11 minutes before 9.
Are you looking to stock up for your New Year's party? The Richland Locker has you covered. Sizzle up New York strips, just $9.98 a pound. Make it a seafood fest. Jumbo raw shrimp, 2 to 4 per pound, $16.98. Cooked shrimp, 31 to 40 count, just $8.99 per pound. Craving something special? Lobster tail, summer sausage, and snack sticks. Don't forget the drinks, champagne, wines, beers, and bourbon to keep your celebration going. Head to the Richland Locker and make this New Year's one to remember.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
The wait is almost over. Reedsburg Area Medical Center's new Physicians Group is set to open on Monday, January 6th. As RAMC prepares for this exciting move, please note, Friday, January 3rd, the Physicians Group and RAMC Community Pharmacy will close at noon. Walk-in care will remain open until 7 p.m. that day, then close Saturday and Sunday. Monday, everything reopens in the brand new clinic, right there on Ridgeview Drive. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, growing beyond the expected.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Carrie Underwood says it was a magical time ringing in the new year on Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve. She tells fans that the possibilities are endless for 2025. Next up for her, a concert special based on her Las Vegas residency. Underwood has released the trailer for her special, Carrie Underwood Reflection, which will stream on Disney Plus and Hulu starting January 24th. 6 minutes before nine. Good morning.
Ball and be his pride in.
to spend more time with her. The coach said, hey son, what's your problem? Tell me, have you lost your mind? Daddy said you'll lose your free ride to college. Boy, you better tell her goodbye. But now he's wrapped around her finger. She's the center of his whole world. And his heart belongs to the sweet little beautiful, wonderful, perfect all-American. And when they got married and decided to have one of their own, she said, be honest, tell me what you want. And he said, honey, you wanna know. Sweet little beautiful, one just like you. Oh, beautiful, wonderful, perfect all-American. Now he's wrapped around her finger. She's the center of his whole world.
Happy Trails time coming up and the 9 o'clock news update. This is Clay Walker.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I can work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
I'm a good friend and neighbor. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk next hour on the morning show right here. It's 17 degrees at 9 o'clock. The news update from ABC is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. Homeland Security Investigations is going to help secure tonight's Sugar Bowl, delayed after Wednesday's terror attack in New Orleans that left 15 people dead. Authorities are investigating Shamsuddin Jabbar. He's the U.S. military veteran identified as the man who drove his rented truck through the French Quarter, killing 15 people.
The first signs of potential ties to ISIS, the scene. The terror group's black flag found in the vehicle. And ABC News has learned he's been divorced multiple times, and there was evidence of